This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy days. I know how busy that they are to join me and us here as we're studying together the Word of God. We're in the middle of a sermon here, which I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. It's entitled, How's Your Diet? And I've been asking the question in this sermon, and I ask you today, are you on milk or solid food? Perhaps you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, it's a question that the author of Hebrews posed to his readers. We're in chapter 5, verse 12. He says, for indeed, although you ought to be teachers by this time, that is, you've known the Lord this long, you ought to be teachers by now. For indeed, although you ought to be teachers by this time, again, you have need for someone to teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature, for those who by reason of practice have their senses exercised to discern good from evil. So my question to you is, are you on milk or are you on solid food? Now that's what this sermon is. It's a look at some basic objections that Satan has to various truths in the Bible. And this sermon is, do you know where to go to defend the faith? Do you know where in the Bible to go to refute heretics when they cross your way? Maybe on Saturday morning, as the heretics always knock on doors on Saturday morning, they're known as the Jehovah's Witnesses. And if they say to you, well, Jesus never said he was God, do you know where to go to defend that? That is what this is. Why all the heretics? We see that God uses them. That's what this sermon is. I invite you, stay tuned now for the next 13 minutes. Part 3 of 5, how's your diet? When he says, before Abraham was, if you have a good Bible, you'll see the words, I am, in capital letters. Do you in your Bible? I am. That's man's feeble attempt at explaining what the name of God is. I am. You are. He is. I am everything. I am. What's God's name? It's I am. I am. My Greek Bible has I am the being. The being. The being. What an awesome thing, isn't it? And yet, he loves you. He loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you were still a sinner, Jesus died for you. The being. What does he want? You. Like Uncle Sam on that poster there. I want you. A relationship with you. The being loves you. So much that he would send his son to die on the cross. John 8:58. Also on your list. John chapter 10, verse 30. You don't need to turn there. I'll read it to you. John chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Also, John chapter 14, verse 9. All right, so we got John 8:58.
John chapter 10, verse 30. John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus said to, I think, Philip, those who have seen me have seen the Father. Church, I don't want you so much to have a checklist of where to go, but I want you to have a passion for the Word of God. How many songs have you memorized? You can memorize a couple of these verses, at least where to go. Have a passion for the Word. Others have called him God. Look at John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Did you know that God calls Jesus God? Did you know that? Did you know that God the Father calls Jesus Christ God? Where is that in the Bible, you ask? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. I'll read it to you. To which of the angels did God, he, ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But to the Son, he says, this is God speaking, to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. God the Father calls Jesus Christ God. He is God. These are the kind of verses that will send the Jehovah's Witnesses running out of your house at breakneck speed. What you need to do on Saturday morning is put some banana peels down there in the walkway. That wasn't very nice, was it? Sorry. Hey, we don't live up north. I mean, there's no ice. I mean, forget to throw some salt down on that day. If you're hearing this podcast in like Virginia or Finland or something,
don't put salt on your walkway that day.
I don't know. That's nicer than what God's going to do to the heretics. Me telling you to put a banana peel is nicer than what he's going to do to them. They could only wish they'd slip on a banana peel at your house for teaching false teaching. The Lord Jesus Christ said, may God add every one of these curses onto your forehead if you add or take away from this book. This book says Jesus Christ is God. If you take away from it, may every curse come on you. That's what he says, not me. I'd never be so harsh as to say that. Number two, Jesus Christ is not the only way. Answer, John 14, 6, I am the way. Doesn't get any more simple than that, does it? John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. If you want another one, John 10, verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. Now, those are two out of the Son of God's mouth. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is one name, one way only to get into the kingdom of heaven. That is through Jesus Christ. Bowing your knee to the Savior, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord is the only way, regardless of what you see on television. Do you know where to go in the Bible to defend this heresy? Now you do. If there is another way to get to heaven, if there is another way to have God grant you entry into the kingdom, then God made a mistake and Jesus didn't have to die. It's as simple as that. If you, I say you, I don't think you, but if you thought of a way that God didn't, then we need to add another throne in heaven for you and put your name on it. Can you imagine that? Father, Son, and Melinda. Right? Look out. You want some rubber boots when you leave here, madam? There is no other way. If you could think of another way that God couldn't think of, then you're doing all right, or you're a heretic. Number three, you know, If it's been revealed to you today that you don't know the answers to these six common objections, and you're still in need of milk and not solid food, oh, come on, we need to change that today. Come on, let's be real here. Let's change this today before you walk out of this door. Have a passion for the Word of God. Man, oh man, God's got you alive at the end of the age. There's no mistake in that. Let's change that today. If you're uncertain of these things, if the Holy Spirit is showing you today that perhaps you're on milk and not solid food, we're just going to make it right here today. And then next Sunday when we come back, you can say, I was on milk, but not anymore. Amen? Let's make it right here today. We're always growing. We'll always learn more. I hear Adrian Rogers say, when you're faithful to the light that God gives you, He gives you more light. Number three, there is no hell. Certainly, that's what Satan wants you to believe. It's no biggie that Satan's peeps would spread that lie all over town. There is no hell. Where do you go to defend that? A lot of pastors don't believe it. A lot of churches don't believe it. My understanding is Catholic Church doesn't believe it anymore. Right, CJ? Right, the Pope just said himself there's no hell just a couple weeks ago. What do you do when the Pope gets on TV and says there is no hell? Again, I have to say, what does the Word of God say about it? What does God say? Does God say, take thine ease, there is no hell? That's not what He says. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9, we're starting there. There's a lot of places we could go here, because Jesus talks much more about hell than He does about heaven. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast or his image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of His indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of His holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night. Think about that. No rest day or night. No rest day or night. Whoever worships the beast and His image, and whoever receives the mark of His name. Now, you can take this up with me in heaven if I'm wrong, but I bet everyone in this church is going to live to see this day that this happens, that this mark comes on people's hands and foreheads. But I believe that. I believe this is the generation where everything is going to come to an end here. So when someone says to you, I don't believe in hell, or how about this? I don't believe that a loving God would ever send someone to hell. What does the Word of God say? Revelation 14, 9. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
I love to hear the voice of God.